And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. And immediately while coming out of the water, he saw the heavens rent and the Spirit like a dove coming down upon him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved One. In you I am well pleased." In the name of Jesus. In our Nicene Creed, we confess, begotten of the Father before all worlds, begotten of the Father from eternity. Just exactly what does this mean, and what are we confessing when we declare these words? In Psalm 2, a beautiful messianic psalm, we hear this: "I will set my king on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, Thou art my Son, this day I have begotten thee." This psalm suggests that after the Messiah came to the earth, sometime during his ministry, our Lord would select a day and declare over him, "You are my Son, this day I have begotten thee." Was our Lord's baptism that chosen day? The voice did come from heaven, "Thou art my Son." However, in Acts chapter 13, verse 33, Paul, in a sermon in a synagogue, after he had rehearsed with the Jewish people in the synagogue that particular Sabbath, how God had made wonderful promises concerning their salvation, about the Messiah coming, and so forth, he then says, "God demonstrated that he has kept these promises by raising Jesus from the grave." And then he actually says, as spoken in Psalm 2, and then he quotes the words, "You are my Son, I this day have begotten you." Well, according to that word in Acts in Paul's sermon, the resurrection was a day in which the Lord said, "Thou art my Son, today I have begotten thee." What ought we make of this? And then, in addition, begotten before all the worlds, begotten from eternity. The Hebrew word yaloth, and the Greek translation of it in the Septuagint, genao, when referring to the woman, the wife, it refers to the actual birthing of a child, bringing forth a son, for example. But what does it mean when it refers to the husband, the father? Abraham begat Isaac, so forth and so on. Does it refer to the fact when the husband impregnated the wife, her womb with his seed, and thus the conception was begun? Well, yes, it would include that, but I would suggest that is not its primary purpose or meaning. Rather, after this child, let's say a son again like Isaac, was born, and the child was given to the father Abraham, he would acknowledge, "This is my son, and he hold him forth. Today I beget you. Today I acknowledge you. You're my son." Would that particular day in the Old Testament be the day of the child's circumcision? Possibly. The day when they could also name the child, and Abraham would say, "Thou art my son. This day I acknowledge you as such." I would suggest this is what it means when the Psalm 2 says, and then Acts quotes it, and then in our Nicene Creed, Jesus Christ begotten of the Father does not refer to his being at one time way before the worlds, that he didn't exist as God. Oh no, he's been God forever with the Heavenly Father and with the Holy Spirit. Nor does it actually refer to the birth at Bethlehem when this mighty Son of God became a man in the Virgin Mary's womb and came forth. It would include that, but rather it means on a day that our Lord had chosen, he would hold forth Jesus of Nazareth, "This is my Son. Today I beget you. Today I acknowledge you as my Son." Well, certainly the baptism, we would see that taking place. But then what about the resurrection, according to Paul? Well, the resurrection was a tremendous, powerful demonstration of the word that he said in baptism, "Thou art my Son. Today I beget you. Today I acknowledge you as such." From eternity? Well, you know, Paul says in Ephesians 1, and then in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, I'll put these two places together when referring to you and me and all of God's people in Jesus. We were predestined. We were chosen by God long before, I'll use these words, the worlds were ever created. And then at a particular time, and now you bring in 1 Corinthians 4, God, through the gospel, when he brought us to faith, begot us and acknowledged us, "You're mine." Now transfer that over to our Lord. Long before the worlds were created, our Heavenly Father, the Triune God, in their own counsel, planned our salvation. Long before the creation, and certainly yours and mine. And within that plan, God had already planned, after the Son became incarnate, sometime during his earthly ministry, he had already planned from eternity, before the worlds were created, he had already selected a day in which he would show forth to the entire world, "This is my Son, today I acknowledge him." But what does this mean relevantly to you and to me in our Christian faith? Several things, but I'll mention just two. It certainly confirms with an amen our salvation in Jesus Christ. That is, our faith in Jesus is not misguided, not unfounded, because of all the human characters throughout all of human history, God said this word only over Jesus of Nazareth, born in Bethlehem a virgin, "Thou art my Son, this day I acknowledge you, you're my Son. You're the Savior of the world. You're the second Adam. You take the place of my people in my judgment over their sins, and you suffer it in their stead, so that I, through you, then, can restore them to my righteousness." Note, God never said such a word over Muhammad, nor Buddha, nor Moon, nor any other. All these are false prophets speaking on their own, and the gods that they represent are idols and can save no one, help no one. But Jesus Christ can, because God spoke over him, "You're my Son. Today I acknowledge you as such." And what that meant for our Lord, he had to go to the cross. And he rose gloriously, demonstrating, yes, he is the Son, the one whom God the Father acknowledges. A second point. When our Lord was baptized, we can refer 1 Corinthians to that. He was baptized, wasn't he, into our sin? He who knew no sin became our sin, so that when we were baptized, we were plunged into his, God's righteousness, the righteousness that he earned for us by his life and death. Because of what our Lord did for us, because he is the one, the only one acknowledged, Because of his death and resurrection, in our baptism, God conferred upon us his righteousness. He owned us as his own. And just assuredly, as he said to our Lord in his baptism, "You are my son, this day I acknowledge it," so in your baptism, he declares to you, "You are my son, my daughter, my child. This day I acknowledge you as such from eternity." And God will forever, because he acknowledged Jesus, his death, his resurrection. He will into eternity, God be praised, acknowledge us as his sons, his daughter. Amen.